Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to Will Packer about his new romantic comedy, What Men Want. It's a remake of the Mel Gibson classic and stars Oscar-nominated actress Taraji P. Henson. She opens up about her role and much more. The Local Takes Kipling Primus is here to discuss PNC Bank's celebration of Atlanta's arts and entertainment icons this Black History Month. Upfront also attended the red carpet for the 20th annual Super Bowl Gospel Celebration. Faith and football collide as some of the biggest names in gospel music and the Gridiron come together for an evening of inspiration and much more. We'll also be playing music from Kirk Franklin, Aretha Franklin, Kathleen Bertrand, and Gregory Porter. But first, here's Reva Blue with this week's casting buzz and entertainment news.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
CL Casting is looking for attractive men between the ages of 18 through 30 for an upcoming project. The men must have well-built physiques and comfortable being shirtless. Please, no tattoos. The work date for the project is this Tuesday, February 5th. If this is you, please submit your name, age, height, weight, phone number, and 3 clear photos to submissions at catredcasting.com with spectacular in the subject line of the email. In other related entertainment news, check out the season 2 trailer for Showtime's drama, The Chi. It returns Sunday, April 7th at 10 p.m. The Chi is a timely coming-of-age story centering on a group of residents who become linked by coincidence, but bonded by the need for connection and redemption. It features Jason Mitchell, Jacob Lattimore, Yolanda Ross, and Tiffany Boone. It is created by Emmy-winning writer Lena Waithe and executive produced by Common. That's this week's Casting Buzz and Entertainment News. I'm Reva Blue.
Jazz It Up with Paula Gwen Grant celebrates the heart and great energy of jazz with the kick of today's modern sound. Listen every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 WCLK.
Let's go.
You cover me.
I appreciate it.
This is Latrice Pace of the Anointed Pace Sisters, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
You just heard the voice of gospel music superstar Kirk Franklin and his newest single, Love Theory. The Grammy-winning performer is one of the many famous faces who'll be performing during tonight's BET telecast of the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration. It's the only NFL-sanctioned event where faith and football collide and was taped before a live audience Thursday evening at the Atlanta Symphony Hall. Upfront was there to chat with Franklin about the inspiration behind his song and his performance.
Congratulations on your new album, or new single, I should say, Love Theory. Let's talk about that, the inspiration behind that.
I do.
Do you like it? My wife's going to take inspiration because she's very connected to Love Theory.
Oh, gosh. Well, we were just having a great time at home. I was my son and I up dancing, and he was playing the piano, kind of making us dance. And all of a sudden, he started playing this groove, and my son and I were like, hey, we like that. And so he said that's what inspired him to think about love in the song.
Now, what can your fans expect from your performance tonight?
I'm going to do Love Theory tonight. This will be my first time ever performing it. So I'm a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? I got a little gas.
Oh, God.
I'm a little tight. You know what I'm saying? But but I'm excited.
Gospel music sensation Corin Hawthorne was also excited to be a part of this year's celebration. She was a mainstay on the 2018 Gospel Billboard charts with her hit single, Won't He Do It, and talked about performing new music specifically for tonight's show.
I'm excited. I'm doing my new single from my album. It's actually the title track. It's called Unstoppable. This is my first time performing this on television. So a little nerve-wracking, but I'm just super excited to like present it to everybody, you know? So pray for me.
And then also, let's talk about you. You're actually going to be, you've been nominated for the Sellers Awards as well. So I think Song of the Year?
Song of the Year, yes, I have been. Won't He Do It? Nominated for a Grammy. I'm super excited about that. It's been a crazy year, you know, so I'm just excited to see what 2019 has to bring. We're going to see the plans that God has, you know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Atlanta-based gospel music siren Tasha Cobbs-Leonard is also appearing on the show and chatted about her performance and new tour.
We are performing a new single. It's called This Is a Move, produced by my husband, Kenneth Leonard. But this is one of my favorite. I believe that this song really speaks to the season that we're in, that God is moving, and he's about to show up in supernatural ways in our lives. I believe that.
Now, what do we have to look forward to for the rest of 2019 for you?
Woo! We got big things in 2019. We're actually starting a tour this week with Bethel Music, and I believe that's going to be absolutely awesome. We're covering the East Coast and the West Coast. I'm going to the West Coast. They've been asking, so we're headed that way. So it's going to be awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Greenleaf star and singer Deborah Joy Winans talked about introducing her family during the show, plus new music.
Congratulations on everything. Before we start talking about Greenleaf, your family is going to be performing tonight, so how excited are you?
I'm majorly excited. I get to present them, and that is something that I have not been able to do, and I'm so, so excited and honored to be able to do that tonight. Yeah.
So you guys have started the fourth season, filming for the fourth season of Greenleaf. What do you enjoy the most about playing Charity?
I love that she's real. I love that she's going through real things. I love that people can feel her pain. I love that people can see themselves in her ups and her downs. She's flawed, but she's beautiful. She's exciting, and she's real. I love it.
Are we going to get some new music out of you this year?
I think so. They have brought on a really, really great music producer, Big Tank, from LA, and he's already doing some awesome things, so I'm super excited about it.
Deborah Joy Winans, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray.
The Super Bowl Gospel Celebration airs tonight at 8 p.m. on BET and is hosted by comedian and reality star Ricky Smiley and The Real's Adrian Bailon.
Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station, celebrates its 45th anniversary with multi-Grammy award-winning singer, songwriter, and music legend, Patti LaBelle. On Sunday, April 7th at 6 p.m. at the Atlanta Symphony Hall. Patti LaBelle, accompanied by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, I can cook too. On top of the rest, my seafood's the best in the town.
LaBelle will perform songs from her debut jazz album, Belle Hommage, along with classic fan favorites.
I'm on my own.
Presented by Jazz 91.9 WCLK.
It's a joy to have a love.
Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets or online at Ticketmaster.com.
You better think.
Hey, yo, peace world, it's the Love King Raheem Devon, and you're listening to Ray Cornelius on Upfront.
Sweet new wheels. A little pre-celebration for the big day, huh?
I'm making partner, baby. Time to break that glass ceiling.
We all know who deserves this. Give it up for our Summit Worldwide Sports Management's newest partner. Whoa! Allie, that pass was actually to Eddie.
Woo! All right.
Sick of this boys' club.
Every day is payday.
You don't connect well with men.
Just stay in your lane.
That was a snippet from Will Packer's new film, What Men Want. It stars Taraji P. Henson as a successful sports agent who's constantly boxed out by her male colleagues. When she is passed up for a well-deserved promotion, she questions what else she needs to do to succeed in a man's world until she gains the ability to hear men's thoughts. It's a remake of the Mel Gibson film, What Women Want. Here's what Will Packer says about redoing such a classic film.
The studio called me, Paramount, and I felt like if you're gonna remake What Men Want, you do it with somebody like Taraji. I felt like Taraji gave it a fresh life and gave it a reason to be remade because her character is so different from the Mel Gibson version of this. Yeah. And I think that her version feels very 2019, exactly. You know?
Producer James Lopez also talked about the cast and choosing Atlanta as the film's backdrop.
You guys had a lot of fun with this film.
Absolutely. It was a blast.
The cast was just hilarious. We had so many great people in this movie, so many people with comedic chops. Taraji, surprise, you know, it's going to be a revelation to most people because they don't really get the chance to see her do comedy, but she's a comedic genius.
Erykah Badu was just, she
steals every scene she's in. Josh Brenner, who plays Taraji's assistant, is hilarious. You've got Wendy McLendon Covey, who's just a comedic pro. You've got Tracy Morgan, obviously. You've got Tamla Jones, Phoebe Robinson from Two Dope Queens, who's hilarious. It's packed. Pete Davidson from SNL. Yeah. It's packed full of funny people. Max Greenfield from Neighborhood. So it's just an amazing cast.
And you guys brought it back to Atlanta once again. So what was it like shooting that here?
Atlanta is my second home. Like, obviously, it's my partner Will's actual home.
Yeah.
We do a lot of our films here. We love producing films in Atlanta. It's a no-brainer for us. It's production-friendly. The city supports filmmakers like us. So any opportunity we have to come back to Atlanta and produce something here, that's exactly what we're going to do. And we always make sure that we have our first screenings here in Atlanta, which is why we're here again.
And we love it. We love it. I think you guys have a number one film on you.
Thank you.
Yeah. What Men Want is Taraji P. Henson's first leading role in a comedy.
So yes, congratulations on your Hollywood Walk of Fame, your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And this is such a great movie. What did you enjoy the most about this character? Because you're so funny in this. This is kind of like your first comedic role or lead, right?
Yeah, it's my first comedic lead. Which I've been dying to do comedy my entire career because that's what I do. But whatever, here I am. For me, the most exciting thing about this film is, you know, I was a fan of the original, and I thought, how brilliant to flip it, to flip the genders. This is the second remake I've done. I did Karate Kid, which went really well. And so I wasn't scared of a remake. I was just, we have to handle it right. Because when you talk about what men want, and if we flip the genders, we can't bash men. So I think the producers, myself and the director, we were very adamant about respecting men, nurturing them, actually. And I think what I loved most is how we handled the single father. We don't lift single fathers up. They don't get the limelight like single mothers do. And that's what I thought was so beautiful about this film. We really get to shed light on single fathers in a positive way. In a positive way. So I love that.
Congratulations. We're so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
What Men Want debuts in theaters this Friday, February the 8th. Watch the full trailer at WCLK.com.
Are you looking to reinvigorate your career? Come to Clark Atlanta University and obtain your graduate degree. CAU Graduate Enrollment Services is hosting an open house on Thursday, February 21st from 6 until 8 p.m. on campus at Wright Young Hall, room 129. This is your opportunity to learn more about graduate programs at CAU and find out how to apply to graduate school. More information is available at cau.edu and click on Upcoming Events or call 404-880-8782.
It's time for love to conquer hate.
It's time to love, it's time to love, it's time to love, it's time.
It's time, there's no more time to waste.
Hi, this is Kathleen Bertrand, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
My last segment features the local take's Kipling Primus. The media maven is here to chat about PNC Bank's Black History Month celebratory event that is taking place later on this month. This year salutes Atlanta's arts and entertainment icons, such as Kathleen Bertrand and her Bronze Lens Film Festival, Southern hip-hop pioneers Organized Noise, and author and playwright Pearl Clegg, and many more.
Well, Kipling Primus, welcome to Upfront.
I am so happy to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. I think this is your first time.
Definitely.
Being on the show.
Definitely. Glad to be here. Yeah. I always listen.
And for those who, I mean, you got to know her voice. She actually comes on before Upfront with the local take. And I got to say this, you do such an amazing job each and every week with that show. I mean, it's just the guests are amazing. The topics are amazing. And you're everywhere. Everybody's like, Ray, you're everywhere. No, Kipling Primus is everywhere.
Thank you, Ray. I do appreciate that. But, you know, there's some things that I think we need to know. And so that's what I try to do every Saturday.
Yeah. So we're at the very beginning of a special month. We're talking about Black History Month. And every year, PNC Bank partners with WCLK on this amazing event that they do. They always are recognizing what I say, Black excellence here in the Atlanta community. And this year, they're focusing on the arts and entertainment giants of our city. And so I wanted to talk to you about that because the WCLK listeners will be hearing these amazing vignettes. That's part of the underwriting that they do with us. And these are like 60 seconds, 60 to 90 seconds of just these amazing stories about individuals who have done and are doing great work around the state of Georgia. And so I wanted to talk to you about that because some of the people that are being recognized are past Upfront Show guests.
They sure are, because this year the focus of the event is arts and entertainment. This is the third year that we have done this programming for PNC Bank, and it actually comes out of their PNC Bank Employees Program. So this is a program that they do for their employees, but they're gracious enough to include the general public to come. And we have worked with business leaders, sports leaders, and then this year, the art world. And I was trying to, you know, when we were thinking about this, we were trying to narrow it down because there's so much great art and culture, you know, going on in the city. There's fine art, there's photography, there's theater, there's music,
there's dance, yeah, TV, film, all that. Yeah,
it's everything. And, you know, trying to encapsulate all of that in a program, you know, for Black History Month was just a little bit difficult. But as you mentioned, some of the folks that, you know, we know well from Upfront and relationships with the station, Kathleen Bertrand, Sue Ross, the photo griot,
who has
the wonderful jazz book of all the jazz artists that have played in and around Atlanta.
And is always on every scene. I mean, you know that you're at an official event if Sue Ross is there. If she's not there, I get a little worried.
Because she has been covered everything in Atlanta for so many years. And then people, younger people like Wendy Ely Jackson, who started Auburn Avenue Films, and they produced and distributed the Maynard documentary about his life. So we've got a full range of artists from different genres that we're going to be honoring at the PNC Bank Black History Month breakfast on February 26th.
Now, how did you guys, because you mentioned that there were so many, and there's, you know, how did you select these honorees?
So what we did was prepared list, you know, gave list of different artists across all of those different genres. And they looked at the list, you know, they discussed different people. They looked at the art or listened to the art, shared some information about the history of some of these wonderful artists that are in our community. And then, you know, kind of came the cut. And so we cut it down so that we are going to be honoring about 10 people. Two of our artists are not going to be able to attend, but we do have their vignettes and we're doing interviews with them. And that's the playwright Pearl Cleek and to me, the soul of Southern hip hop, Organized Noise.
Yeah.
It's actually on Rico Wade's birthday, and it is a early morning breakfast.
Yeah.
So the Organized Noise group, they were so excited, and they, you know, accepted immediately. And then one day I got an email from them that just said 7:30 a.m. and a question mark. So I'm not going to tell you, but there's a little bit of a connection with Organized Noise that will be on hand to represent them.
Okay.
So we're excited about that, and we're excited that we'll get the chance to interview them on the local take in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Now, this list also includes Fahamu Peku, as well as, who's an amazing artist, by the way. He's got a new exhibition there at the Michael C. Carlos Museum.
And it's Dr. Fahamu
Peku. That's right. He did.
The exhibit is part of his dissertation, and he thinks he may be the first person to get a PhD with a visual art exhibit.
Yeah.
So Dr. Fahamu will be there.
And I also want to say, you know, if you have been driving around the city or if you use MARTA, he has been involved with this beautiful sort of revitalization of those MARTA stations. I know over here at Ashby, as well as Hamilton E. Holmes and the MLK stations, he has done these murals.
It's called Rise. It's part of his series called Rise. And they are wonderful. And the one at MLK, if you stand in the right place, you can put your hand up and take a picture, and it looks like you're holding his hand.
Oh, wow.
And flying with him. But yes, we are so in love with Dr. Fahamu Piku and all of the art around Black men and identity.
Yeah.
So happy that he was able to accept.
Speaking of Black men, Jamil Jude, who is now the new artistic director over at Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company, we've had him on the show. They've got an amazing new show, Skeleton Crew, that is going to be debuting this month as well. So really excited that he was on this list as well.
Because he is a, you know, young man in this artistic community, and to be the artistic director of Kenny Leon's True Colors, and, you know, Kenny's hand is still in the pot, but it frees him up for all of that wonderful work that he's doing on Broadway. But it was so nice to meet Jamil Jude and talk with him about his vision for True Colors. And, you know, he comes from a lot of experience. He worked in D.C., in Minnesota, has started theater companies, has taught theater. So just a very wonderful background. And his vision is using the theater, you know, to tell our story. So wonderful person to honor, wonderful person to talk with.
Well, I think we have sort of an exclusive here. We're going to premiere one of the vignettes for you. And these are actually going to start on Monday, February the 4th. So here's one of the vignettes.
Dr. Fahamu Peku is an American visual artist and scholar known for producing works that combine aspects of fine art and hip-hop as commentary on popular culture. Most of his works engage representations of Black masculinity and identity. Fahamu describes his art this way: "My art raises questions about the types of images and representations that come to inform contemporary readings and performances of Black male masculinity. By engaging with various stereotypes and misconceptions about Black men, both those imposed and those assumed, I attempt a critical intervention concerning the visible and invisible threads that make up our collective understanding of Black identity." PNC Bank, celebrating Atlanta's African-American artist community on February 26th at the Center for Civil and Human Rights at 7:30 a.m. More information is available at eventbrite.com.
So you just heard that beautiful vignette about Dr. Fahamu Peku, I should say. And so those, again, will start on Monday and run all throughout this month.
They will run throughout the month. And I'm hoping that in the vignettes you'll find out something about these artists that maybe you did not know. We mentioned Sue Ross, the photo griot, but she is also founder of Sistography, a photo collective for photographers, African-American women, that's been around for 25 years. A lot of people know Kathleen Bertrand as this wonderful, marvelous jazz singer,
yeah,
but she's also the founder of the Bronze Lens Festival, which is one of only two festivals in Atlanta. That's an Academy Award screening festival.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of these people, you may have heard their names, but you may not know the real story. And so that's what we hope we conveyed in the vignettes. You know, Ryan Kilgore, a lot of people know him from Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Stevie Wonder. And in fact, when we contacted him, he was in Hong Kong, you know, on some tour.
Yeah.
So, you know, but he literally started playing the saxophone at age 10. You know, so this is art. And for me, it's also something for parents. You know, a lot of folks in our generation grew up wanting to be writers or wanting to be actors or wanting to be in the theater. And all of our parents said, you better get a job and you better go to school.
Or you don't become famous until after you're dead.
Those kinds of things. But what we didn't understand and what we do understand now is that artists create content. And content is king. And, you know, Sheila Pre Bright, her series on young Americans, the photographs with the flags, you know, these are things that will live beyond her lifetime. And these are things that she will be able to make money from throughout her lifetime and afterwards. And so that understanding of that art is a business. And art creates content. And our children, you know, out there that are the drawers, that are the dreamers, you know, we should encourage that. And I'm not saying don't go to school, but I'm saying don't dismiss those abilities and don't dismiss art as being a way of life. Ryan Kilgore explained to me once that he has been around the world more than one time playing the saxophone. And he says, but it's not just me. It's also the people who do the sound, who do the lighting, and all of those kind of the cameramen, all of those kind of creative things that we may not recognize in our community immediately. But I think he was saying it was a failed musician who's doing the sound. Yeah. And not that he was a failed musician, but maybe just didn't have the chops, you know, to make it to the Billboard Top 10 or something, but had that ear for what sound should be. Yeah. So I want to encourage, you know, our listeners, pay attention to those vignettes. We have artists from across all genres. And if you've got a budding artist in the family, please encourage them to keep it up.
And I think what's so important about this is that these are, you know, individuals that are doing things right now. You know, Bronze Lens is doing some amazing work around the city. They have the festival every August. Again, Dr. Fahamu Peik, who is just, again, around the city. You see his images around the city. Pearl Clegg has had her residency at the Alliance Theater. She's got a new production coming out. So this is stuff these are individuals that are currently working and have things constantly going on.
Right now. And it doesn't end. You know, a lot of people think of Organized Noise as the group that started Southern hip hop, but they're still out there producing right now.
Yeah.
Dr. Doris Derby. A lot of people think of her, you know, she founded a theater, she's a photographer, but she's partnering with young people right now and producing documentaries. So these are artists who are continuing to lend their voice and their talents to the community and to young people. You know, Ryan Kilgore has a foundation. They donate instruments to budding musicians. So all of these folks are still stirring up the pot, to speak, and still making an impact on young artists to come.
And let's remind our listeners, the event is taking place when?
It is on Tuesday, February 26th. It is a breakfast at 7:30 a.m. at the Center for Civil and Human Rights.
And so our listeners,
go to Eventbrite, and there may be a wait list, but just sign your name. I'm pretty sure we're going to have enough spaces for everyone who wants to attend.
Yeah, and I have to say, I went to the one last year, which focused on
athletes.
The sports stars, and it was amazing. And these guys were really, really touched that PNC would even recognize them and their accomplishments. So, Kiplin, thank you so much for being a guest today, and we so look forward to listening to these beautiful vignettes all throughout the month of February as we celebrate and commemorate Black History Month, but more importantly, these artists whose work we constantly see here around the city of Atlanta. So again, thank you, and thank you, PNC, for that.
Thank you.
Well, that'll do it for this week's show. I'd like to thank all of my special guests, Kirk Franklin, Deborah Joy Winans, Corin Hawthorne, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, Will Packer, James Lopez, Taraji P. Henson, and Kiplin Primus. I'd also like to thank Reva Blue, the voice of Casting Buzz, and my engineer, Jami Wellman. Upfront is produced by WCLK 91.9. Please join us next Saturday, February 9th, for another exciting edition of Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, Inside Atlanta's Entertainment Industry has been brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.